Hi, long time no see. Welcome back. This is Katarina.
This is May.
So we did refresh ourselves from the longest winter vacation we had never experienced before, didn't we? And we come back to school for the new semester.
Yes, no matter how reluctant we are, we have to step into the beginning of a new term.
But we can still stop to look back on the fantastic experiences during the vacation. Maybe it is a fabulous trip, isn't it?
Oh, I just went back to my hometown and then stayed at home, did my homework, or sometimes hung out with some friends.
Oh, what a pity. You should have been on a trip to somewhere you dreamed for a long period of time.
Yeah, I had planned to travel to France, but as a matter of fact, the plan turned out to be a flag.
Oh, I can't deny that. It's always the case.
Katarina, I suppose that you went on a trip, didn't you?
Yes, I went to Phuket in Thailand, and I stayed there for 6 days, which turned out to be an unforgettable experience.
Oh, wow, an amazing country.
It is an unforgettable experience. It was the first time I had been abroad.
Wow, first time. It's really worth memorizing.
Well, it is an unforgettable experience, not only because of that, but also the fact that it was the first time I got sick on the journey.
Oh, God bless you. Did it have a disastrous influence on your schedule?
Quite a lot. I had a stomachache, I threw up, and even had a fever in the evening, so that I had to stay in bed at the hotel all day long, thinking of all the fun I was missing. Though I spent a miserable day in bed and didn't enjoy myself thoroughly at the end of the trip. I have to say that I have had great fun.
So you can forget the unpleasant part of it and let the wind blow it away. And let's talk about something interesting or amusing.
As Thailand is located in the tourist zone and Phuket is an island surrounded by the profound sea, it was at a blazing warm night and that we arrived at the Phuket International Airport, wearing shirts and long trousers. I walked out of the airport and put myself in touch with the local air, and I received the warm welcome from the bottom of my heart, as well as every inch of my skin. You know what I mean, don't you?
Yes, yes, of course I do. But at the time, Beijing was in winter and the temperature could fall sharply to minus 10 degrees. It was really a very obvious difference between Beijing and Phuket in the weather conditions.
Yes, so that's the reason why I prepared a big luggage and paid attention to change my clothes according to the factual circumstances. And here are some tips I want to mention. Just because of the weather and the sanitation condition, you should pay attention to the food hygiene.
I can't agree more. It's very necessary for us to take notice of the details to take good care of ourselves and enjoy the precious holiday time. So, Katarina, are there any other tips to mention? For instance, about language and communication.
Yes, there are. To meet the growing tourist traffic, Thai people arouse their passion to learn English as their second language.
So, it isn't difficult for you to communicate with them and express opinion clearly?
No. You are too young, too naive. There are good difficulties in talking with them due to their strange accent and intonation. Simple words or sentences popping out of their mouths, I couldn't recognize and understand them. What I could do was just to say, "Excuse me, I beg your pardon," over and over again, or just memorize the pronunciation of the words and think for thousands of times to guess the meaning of them.
For example,
there was a time when we wanted to change the rooms and the reception called us to inform us of the room number. Over the phone, I heard the numbers 4131 and 4132. After confirmation, I memorized the pronunciation and began to guess its meaning with my imagination. After a long period of time, it suddenly dawned on me that three is three. They just pronounce three as three. I wonder whether they just can't articulate the note three, or they simply mix the word three up with the word tree.
Oh, my heartfelt sympathy goes out to you. When you came across these embarrassing problems, how would you deal with them?
Several ways are available. We can make ourselves understood by just saying the essential words to address our main ideas and speaking word by word. Or we can use the global language, gesture and image. We can stretch out our arms and take advantage of our facial expression and body language. We can also make full use of paper and pen to draw, to write, or whatever. To some extent, these are the most efficient ways for communication.
Okay, so much about the experience in Thailand. With laughter and tears, it has been the unforgettable memory stored in your mind.
Yeah, I shall never forget the beautiful scenery I saw. The deep blue sky decorated with shining stars and Kongming lantern. The expansive sea expanding to the end of my sight and connecting with sky. I shall never forget the way I passed away, the food I had a taste of, the people I met, the words they said. Of this, I shall never forget.
What a fantastic trip. I want to go on trip too. And our dear audience, where did you go during the vacation? If you are willing to share experience with others, our program may be your best choice.